Are you waiting? Amen. Are you really waiting for the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you helping him out? Hallelujah. Praise God. This is day 230 of 2019. Tell somebody I'm still here. Hallelujah. This is another day the Lord has made. And we're supposed to be rejoicing and glad that he allowed us to be in the day. Praise God. Anybody out there breathing? Amen. The scripture said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. And we owe him lots of praise. Hallelujah. One don't even begin to start it up. We owe him as much praises as there's the sands of the ocean. Amen. Hallelujah. So many we can't even number. That's how far we are behind in our praise. We give glory and honor and praise to God, our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, who has allowed us to come together one more time. Hallelujah. Not because we've been what we were supposed to be, or done what we're supposed to have done, but because of his grace and mercy, he allowed us to be here yet another day. To our presider, Dr. Steve Lewis. And to all other preachers in their houses, just wave your hand. To everybody else who holds an elected office of the church, wave your hand. We praise God for you. Everybody else left is a layperson. And we praise God for each one of you as well. Wave your hand. Everybody is somebody. Everybody is precious. Everybody is God's handiwork. And he made everything beautiful. And it's time. We are wonderfully and fearfully made by the hand of God. Hallelujah. Anybody been blessed this week? Hallelujah. Anybody had any miracles this week? Whether you would acknowledge it or not, every second is a miracle. Life is complicated. And it's a miracle that we are alive. Hallelujah. Because, you know, we are made out of the same thing the stones are, this church. But look where it is. And look what those same elements in us are doing. It's a miracle. Hallelujah. It's a great thing. What time is it? Good news time. God's word is good news in this bad news world. So we come to bring you a bit of good news. Anybody needs some good news? Hallelujah. Our text today is in the book of Judges, 7th chapter, 7th verse, Judges. All in the name of Jesus. Stand yield at spiritual man, mental man, physical man. But cast them into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor. Send a word of enrichment and enlightenment and empowerment, deliverance, victory, joy, and peace, healing. Send a word to accomplish our and take care of our every need. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Are you there? Amen. Judges 7th chapter, verse 7. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lap will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thy hand, and let all the other people go, every man into his place. Ask someone sitting near you, say, neighbor, are you one of the faithful? Are you one of the faithful? God's faithful. You. Hallelujah. We are going to move right on into it. The children of Israel had done evil in the sight of the Lord. And God delivered them into the hands of the Midian for the evil that they had done for 7 years. They were bound by them. And the hands of the Midian prevailed, and everything that Israel tried to do, they prevailed against them. So they were fighting a losing battle. 7 years. These Midianites had kept Israel so tight that they had to hide in place in dens that were in the mountains and caves and strongholds. And so it was that when Israel had shown the Midianites came up along with the Amalekites and the children of the east, even came up against them. They encamped against the Israelites and destroyed the earth till their son come unto Gaza. There no sustenance was found. And Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and with their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land and destroyed it. So they had huge amount of enemies against them, so many they couldn't count them. And it came to pass that when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, the Lord heard them and sent them a prophet. And the prophet told them that God had sent him to tell them that he had brought you up out of Egypt and brought you up out of the house of bondage and had delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians and out of the hands of the oppressed, everybody that oppressed you. And they drove you out, them out of their land and gave their land to you. And it said unto them, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, whose land ye dwell in, but ye have not obeyed their voice. We some of us feel what other people gods have, and some of us have obeyed some things. But if you stay faithful to the word, God will deliver. He said he would, and he will. And so there came an angel after they called out to God, and the angel came and sit down on an oak tree that was in Ophrah. And then he spoke unto Gideon. The angels appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Gideon had a little problem with that, because Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? Some of us cry that now. God, if you're there, why are you letting this happen? If you are God like you said you're God, why are this mass destruction going on in the land? And he asked them, where are your miracles that all our forefathers told us about? How you brought us up out of Egypt, and now you have delivered. The Lord has forsaken us. The enemy will play with your mind and make you think that you ain't saved. That's why all this going on. He'll try to make you doubt what the Lord said. Now, because they know if he doubt, you don't get delivered. You got to be steadfast, faithful to what God said, and believe what God did, even though it doesn't look like, doesn't feel like, doesn't sound like, hallelujah, he's doing anything. The word tells to claim it after we ask, not claim it after we see it, not claim it after we feel it, not claim it after we hear it, but claim it after we ask. When we ask, believe it right then and there. Be faithful, because they said in all thy ways, acknowledge him. and he'll give you desires of your heart. Now, so you want to know why these things happening, and where are the miracles which our father said? So he kept on talking, and the Lord looked upon him and said to him in the night, "Thou shalt save Israel from the hands of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee?" So when God tell you something, you can believe it. Hallelujah. Because God said so. And God cannot, will not, and shall not lie. When God said, it is so. It's already done when it's said. Because he speaks it, it happens. Hallelujah. So the works is already done. Did not it say that he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we what? Are healed. Already healed. And that was Old Testament, and Peter picked it up in the New Testament and said, was healed. So we got healed way back there in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. When Isaiah prophesied it, because he was prophesying what God said. So we were healed before we came in the world. Okay. So, and it said unto him, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me a sign that thou that talkest with me. Depart not hence, I pray thee, and till I come to thee and bring forth my present and set it before thee. And it said, I will tarry till you come again. So Gideon went and made it ready the kid. And unleavened cakes of Ephraim flour, the flesh he put in the basket, the oil he put in the pot, the broth that is, and he brought it out under the oak tree. And there he presented it to the angel. So the angel told him, put the flesh and the loaf of the cake on the rock and poured out the broth. And then he took his rod and he touched the cake and the flesh. And fire came up out of the rock, consuming both the flesh and the cake. So God moves in mysterious ways. So Gideon proceeded that this was the angel of the Lord, and Gideon asked, alas, O God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. Gideon thought now he was going to die. He had looked on a heavenly creature face to face. But the Lord let him know that you're not going to die, Gideon. He still has some work for him to do. Ain't nobody in here going to die before God get his work done. He still got work for you. You will prevail. So long as we're living, he got work for us. We can't retire from witnessing. We can't retire from telling of the goodness of the Lord. We can't retire from talking about how God delivers and will deliver. Glory be to God. We still got some work to do, and God had some people to deliver by the hands of Gideon. So Gideon built an altar unto the Lord, and he called it Jehovah Shalom. And it's there even today in Ophrah of Abizrite. Now, Gideon had a little concern when he was told the Lord going to save Israel by his hand. Gideon said that my family is poor, and I'm the least of my father's children. You going to save him by my hand? Some of us don't think we're good enough to tell somebody that Jesus saves. Some of us don't think that we're good enough to tell somebody that Jesus loves you. You are loved by more than you think you are. Some of us don't think I'm good enough to stand before the congregation and talk about the joys of the Lord. But God has no respect to person. He doesn't care whether you're poor or whether you're rich. He treats you all the same way. He doesn't care if you just can't speak plainly or you can speak eloquently. He still can use you. Glory to God. When they told Moses, go down in Egypt, tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Moses said, who am I to go before Pharaoh? I can't speak plain. My words don't come out right. Pharaoh is an educated man. He know how to speak the eloquent words. I can't do that. They won't, my tongue is tied. But God said, go anyway. I'll be a mouthpiece for you. Just open your mouth. Let God speak through. Make sure you open your mouth, you're letting God speak now. Okay. So Gideon, fast forwarding, cried out and said, I need a sign. We always look for signs, ain't we? I need a sign to know that I'm healed. Okay? I need a sign to know this and that. Jesus talked about you discerning the signs. He didn't like it pretty good no much. You just need to know the word. You don't need no sign. The word is sign enough. It is your evidence. Gideon said, if you are to deliver them by my hand, I want to do a little test for you. I have this fleece, and in the morning, if the fleece be wet with the dew of the day, and everything else around it be dry, then I know that it's you. So early in the morning, Gideon got up and went, checked the fleece out, and wrung out a bowl of water from the dew of the night. Now, Gideon said, I know I told you a sign, but I'm still a little skeptical. I need to ask you do another one. Because I believe somewhere along the line the devil said anybody could have went out there and wet that fleece. They heard you talking and to the angel, they could have went out there and done it. So then I'm going to give you a little tougher task. This time I want everything wet around the fleece. But let the fleece itself be dry. And so early in the morning, he checked again, and it was so. Then Gideon knew the Lord would deliver by his hand. God wants to use your hand to deliver some people. God wants to use you who don't think you know enough. All you got to do know is know how to speak, know how to work your mouth. God will feed you his word if you got the word in you. Hallelujah. You got to be like David. Thy word, Lord, have I hidden in my heart. Well, not sin against thee. But Gideon was afraid. Even after that. But the Lord said, go down to the camp where the enemy is. And you hear what you need to know. They went out behind the tent, heard a man said, I dreamed a dream that a cake of wheat rolled down into the camp of the Midianites and tore the tent down. Another man was there to interpret, say, that ain't nothing but the sword of Gideon destroying the Midianites. This gave him his final confidence and went back and told the people, get up, get ready. This is going to happen. Glory to God. But I heard the Lord say to them, say, Gideon, you got too many people. For me to deliver them into your hand, because if I allow this to happen, you will take all the praise. But you need to know where the praise goes. We want all the praise now, don't we? Yeah, we want the glory for what the Lord do through us. We don't give God no glory. Look what I done. Look what I accumulated. Look what I bought. Look what I. When they ever say, look what the Lord gave me. What did the Lord put in my life? What did the Lord allow to happen? Hallelujah. And so the Lord said, I'm going to test them. Whisper in the ear. All that is afraid and all that are fearful, go home. And 20 and 2,000. Men went home, leaving now 10,000. And the Lord said, they're still too many. Now, we've got to keep in mind now that they were up against multitudes. The Midianites and the Amorites and all the other people in that east region that was there, so many that we told you earlier that they couldn't even number. And here he got 10,000. And God saying it's too many. Tell the neighbor, it don't take a whole lot. It just take God and faith. It doesn't have to look like it's going to happen. You just got to know it's going to happen, and it's going to happen when God says so, when the time is right. Sometimes God got to get us in a position where we can only do anything but trust him. God wants to see how far will you go before you throw in a towel. But you got to know that God said it, I believe it, I'm standing in it. No matter who comes and who goes, God knows what God said. And I know what he's done. And he bought me this for, to leave me now. Said, Gideon, take those 10,000 down to the brook, and I'll test them there. Everyone that put their hands together and licked the water like with their tongue like a dog, set them by themselves. Everybody else, let them go home. And they are now left 300. Are you still faithful? 300 to a multitude that I can't even count. Mm. 300 faithful people. It didn't take the church full. It just take those that's in it to be faithful. Amen. Faithful in attendance. Faithful in your seed sowing. Faithful in speaking the word of God. Faithful in your love for one another. faithful in your forgiveness and everything else. Be faithful. Just don't let things hang up there lingering on. Hallelujah. Yeah. 300. He said, by these 300, I will deliver them. So Gideon now gets his thing. And we get back to where we were before. Camp, where he heard about this. Gideon came back and got them and said, take these pictures. And lights was put in the empty pitcher. Trumpets they had in the hand. Okay. Three companies he formed. And told them that, do what I say I do. When I holler, holler. When I blow the trumpet, blow the trumpet. When I break the pitchers, break the pitchers. And so they went on down there, and Gideon blast on the trumpet, and they broke the pitchers and the light in the hand, and the Midianites and all their hosts fled, ran away. You stand in the word of God. Stand there no matter what the enemy looks like. He may look like he's going to devour you, but he can't devour you unless God say so. Nothing happens to you until God say so. He allows sometimes things to come so that you will trust in him, to believe in him, and do like him. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is God, and he still has everything in control. It may look like the world's in chaos, but it's part of the process. In the last day, perilous time is coming. And it looks that way now. There's going to be what, a great falling away of the house of God. They're going to be leaving the traditional places and going to these other places where you can get word that tickles the ear. They want to endure sound doctrine in the last day. Can't you see it before your eyes? These words was written way back when. Coming forth today as the word continues to unfold. But stay faithful to God's word. Keep on holding his infallible, unchanging hand. God said he will, and he will. He'll see you through safely on the other side. Hallelujah. Will you be faithful? Hallelujah. When the enemy come up against you, trying to put doubt in you, will you say, I know what God said? And I will obey him. Are you one of the faithful? Hallelujah. God bless you.